Lovely to see you here at Bamington with the sun shining. Just tell me how things have been in the last couple of months leading up to this event.
Well, I think, you know, like everybody, it's been extremely difficult this year with the weather that we've had. And I've been fortunate that my horses have actually had two runs each. So they're fit and well. And, you know, I feel that they're ready to face the challenge here.
Yeah, we've really struggled, haven't we, with the weather conditions coming into this with so many events cancelled, which doesn't help with preparations, does it?
No, you know, we've gone from plan A, B, C, D and probably down to F by now. But, you know, we're here and the sun's, as you say, the sun has come out. So we're hoping for improvement from now on.
Toddy, you're a seasoned campaigner. There's something quite special about Bamington. But for you, why is it so special and what's it like when you first, you know, enter the gates and come here yet again for another year of top class competition?
Well, it's, you know, it's like I always say, you know, this is our Wimbledon. And it's the event that everybody wants to get to. You know, we spend years trying to get horses up to this standard and to keep them going, keep them sound, and to actually make it here is just a real bonus. And there's nothing quite like sort of the first time you walk into that magnificent stable yard with the Bamington House and get to ride out in the park. It's just a great feeling.
Again, a fantastic entry list. Fancying your chances this weekend?
Well, we're here, you know. I've got Leonidas, who's been placed here several times, and if he managed to put on his A game, he's well capable of winning it, providing I have my A game as well. And the other horse, he's a nice horse. He's done 1 4-star, so this will be his first Bamington. He's drawn near the end of the list, and I'm hoping that the ground won't be too bad by then. But no, they're two good horses.